Okay. Good morning again. I'm going to just go through a few more things about in the last lecture that we didn't go through. And basically, these are some of the subgroup cohesion. Last week's homework was about, you know, finding something interesting on the social computing and so on and so forth. We're going to begin to actually get into some computational things. So the next homework, you are expected to do a little bit of programming, okay? So given a graph, for example, or JSONC matrix, can you compute some of the things? Okay, very simple things. In fact, some of them will be just work out by hand, so you actually know the methods, and then I'm going to ask you to do a few simple programming tasks, okay? Then the extra credit would be to see whether you could actually implement some other more difficult ones, okay? So we're going to start with what we call it graphs, adjacency matrix, and then we'll work on some of the properties, characteristics, and so on and so forth. This is one of them. It's called subgroup cohesion. Subgroup cohesion is a way to actually find, say, a clique inside a graph. Anybody know what a clique is? Okay. A clique is basically, you know, if you have a friend, a small group of friends who knows one another, that's your clique. Okay? You always hang around your friends, this group of friends. And that group of friends is what we call a clique. Okay? A clique, but how do you define this mathematically? So a clique is an undirected graph, G, okay, which is a subset of a vertex set, is a subset C, is a subset, can be equal to V. If V is a complete graph, then a clique is that graph. Okay? But if I give you a graph, a very large graph, you know, can you find the cliques inside that graph? Okay? So basically, if I were to give you, for example, a social network, a huge social network, are you able to find out the cliques, okay, in there? So a clique is an undirected graph, G, which is a subset of the vertex set, such that for every two vertices in C, so you pick any two vertices in C, okay, there exists an edge connecting the two. What does that mean? Basically, it is a complete graph that is embedded possibly in a big graph. Okay? So think about a big graph that could be, you know, many, many things. But a clique is a complete graph. Complete graph is meaning what? Every pair of the vertex will be connected by an edge. Right? Okay? So that's basically a clique. The size of the clique is the number of vertices it contains. So you have a friend that is 10 people, a group that you always hang out together, 10 people. That's a clique size of 10. Okay? And the clique number of a graph is the order of the largest clique in G. So if I were today to give you, say for example, this class of 30 people, 20-some 30 people, right? What is the clique? How many cliques are there, first of all? Well, it turns out that you might begin to have relationships and, you know, say, oh, I'm a friend of him, he's a friend of mine, and so on and so forth, right? Then what we can see is that, well, maybe, say, for example, these five people here, they form a clique. There could be another clique of three and the size of two, and so on and so forth. Two people form a one clique, right? So you have a line that draws between. That's one clique, okay? And three people forms a triangle. That's a clique as well. Right? So it's very easy to see that if it's transitive, so A related to B, B related to C, therefore A related to C, if that's the case, you can see that that's a triangle clique, or clique number of three. For a graph, for example, for this class, it is possible that we have, basically, a clique that is quite large, maybe 10, maybe 12, and so on and so forth. Okay? So, an n clique, S, of a graph is a maximal set of nodes in which for all uv, okay, in this set, the graph theoretical distance is less than n. In other words, an n-click is a set of nodes in which every node can reach every other node in n or fewer steps. And the set is maximal in the sense that there's no other nodes, and the graph is the distance n or less from every other node. And one click is the same as an ordinary click. Okay? What is a two-click? Two-click. What would it be a two-click? Here. Okay? A two-click, the three-click, is a maximal set of nodes in which all UV that is in S, okay, that has distance less than n. We said earlier the click actually has a distance 1. Right? Okay? So how does this and the above one disappear? What do you think? Yeah. So the distance is actually 1. Yeah. Less than n.
Equal or n less.
Right, but so what is a two-click? What does a two-click graph look like? What would that be? If a complete graph is everybody is related to everybody with one distance, right? So can you? So the n-click of a graph is a maximal set of nodes. How does this relate to, say, the diameter or the radius of the graph? What is it? What do you think? It should be the radius, right? This seems to me another way of defining a possible way of a radius of a graph. Okay? But anyway, here's another definition for you to ponder on. How do you actually calculate clicks? Or how do you find out clicks, by the way? If I give you an adjacency matrix, you know, n by n, how do you actually find clicks? That's interesting, okay? Let's say something about this. This is very interesting, right? So I will give you n by n matrix, okay? Can you tell me what's the upper bound of a click number? What would that be? That would be what? The what? The upper bound will be n, it's possible, but what, if you could look for something, what would that be? If you were to look for in degree and out degree, how do you, I mean, okay, so this is no in degree and out degree. How would that, you know, you basically just said it. How would that relate it to the number of connections? It has to be no more than that, right? Does it make sense? Right? So if I look at this adjacency matrix, right? I either look at the columns or I look at the row, because they're symmetric anyway for undirected graph, right? So if I look at the column, right? The maximum is 10. So what can I say about this graph? Theoretically, it should not be more than 10, although the graph could be 100, 1,000, or whatever. Does it make sense? Right? Because you only connect to 10. At most, you connect to 9 other people. I mean, 10 other people, so 11, right? So it's actually the summation plus 1. Does it make sense? Right? So how will you find that? What's the next step? If you were to do that, what do you do? What would you do? Does it mean that if I connect to 10, I am not a click of 10 or 11, then I just basically disregard that? No? Does it mean that? How would you look for it? If I pose this problem, how would you actually look for it? How many clicks? How would you look for clicks? If this is with, you know, World Final, ACM Programming World Final, how would you do this? How would you find clicks? You don't know?
No.
Okay. Finding out complete graphs. Okay. Now, I'm not going to go into too much because this is not a class about, per se, about computational method for these graphs. Okay. I probably will have, hopefully, potentially another class that could talk much more detail, more in depth about the algorithm, right? But all I'm trying to say is this, right? You should be able to write a function. So I give you, the input will be adjacency matrix, and the output will be number of clicks. That's computable. It's finite, right? But how do you do it? Now the question is, how, given this definition, how would you come up with an algorithm that will do that? What is the theoretical possibility? How fast can you do it? What's the theoretical lower bound to calculate this? You know, what is the brute force way of doing it? Well, what's the brute force way of doing it? It's very easy. Come on, somebody tell me the brute force way of doing it. Calculating in clicks. Come on, I'm listening. Well, the simplest way is what? For every node, you try every node, right? For every node, you see whether you could actually find a complete graph that it contains, right? Because it could be two, it could be three, right? If it's three, two is actually containing three, right? And so on and so forth. So I find out the maximum. But it shouldn't be more than what I could connect to. So if I connect to 10 other people, you know, my click shouldn't be more than 11, right? Make sense, right? So, okay, so that breaks it down. So every node, you find out a click number, right? What it has, contains it has. Then you just sum it up. I mean, you just look at the for the maximum, that'll give you the graph. How do you look for one node? If I'm giving you one node, okay, how can you find out a maximum click? Then I break this problem down, right? So what is one node? How do I actually find out one node that I'm connected? Well, if I connect to 10 people, what do I do? What do I do? How do I know that I have a complete graph? Very brute force way. Am I in a complete graph? What? Well, for a particular node. Okay, let's do this. We have a few more minutes. People are coming in. Gather around in a small group. Okay, we're going to talk about it. Given a node, given one node, given an adjacency matrix, and a particular node in this adjacency matrix, how do you find out the maximum click of that particular node? Do you understand the function, the question? Because that will answer all these questions. Because you calculate one, you calculate n, right? So I want you to actually gather around in a small group and discuss this for like 3 minutes, okay? I want you to come out with a solution. Come on, talk. Who has an answer? Who has a potential answer? Maybe no more answer. Huh? No more yet a solution. No? Don't mean. Okay, think about it. So this one is actually 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 clicks. They're all okay. If you have an answer, raise your hand. Anyone? You have something? What's your solution? What would you do? If I give you a graph like this and a node, okay, so say one. How do you find out a complete, how do you find out the click of that one? What do you do?
Just try every other node here from one, connect to one.
Okay. Okay, so guys, he's going to look at all other nodes that connect to one. Now, this could connect to 1,000 others, okay? I could have 1,000 connection others. Remember that, okay? Just one-way connection. So I could just do 1, and then 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, up to 1,000,000, right? Okay, I mean, that's extreme, but it's possible, right? I have a node that connects to 1,000,000 of other single nodes. It's possible, okay? I'm just giving you some scenarios. Okay, so you do that, then what do you do? No, it's not too much. I'm just giving you some scenario, but you're right, you're on the right track. So you would actually check what? The node connected, right? That, what do you check, though?
When I have two sets of the connected node, then you try every other the node, try how many nodes they connected in this.
Okay. He said at least this node connect to all other node, and this node connect to all other node. There are like three levels, right? So if this is an AND node graph, and this is three levels, what is the basic running time of your algorithm?
To calculate the area, to calculate the score.
You calculate the score. Is this almost like an N cube? Because you're going to go do this and then compare? N square? You think N square will do it? He's going like, no way. Now, what's your algorithm? What's your algorithm? Maybe. Okay, so you start, yeah. Okay, what's your complexity?
2 power n multiplied n squared.
No, that's way too much. 2 power to the n? 2 raised to the power of n? That's incredible. If I have got 5 nodes, it's 2 raised to 5. If I have 50 nodes, 2 raised to 50. There's no way. Okay? If it's 2 raised to 100, if I have 100 nodes, you never finish in the lifetime of the universe. No, it cannot be. Okay, this is not that difficult. Okay, what's your algorithm? You start with 1 node, then what? I mean, everybody has some kind of idea, like, oh, you need to check whether you are actually complete, right? But how do you actually do it? So you will go and check on 5, and then what, though? So 1 and 5. You say, okay, you're connected, then what?
Check
3.
And then check 5, and whether 5 and 3 are connected.
Okay, which of 5 and 3 are connected. So what you could do is what? Possibly build up a set, right? So I start with 1. I put the 1 in there. I go to the first one, I connect, right? Right? So it could be, you know, 1,200,556, which is okay. But if that's the case, then I put that thing in there, then the other one doesn't connect to anything. That's done. That's done. That means I only have a click of 2. Right? It's possible that I go through all the 1,000,000 one, I get 1,000,000 sets of 2 clicks. That's it. However, if I come over here, I put 1 in there, I put 5 in there, right? And then what happened? Well, 5 is connected to something else, right? Well, but I checked maybe 5 against all these things, no good. But when I put 3, voila, there's something in there, right? Then I checked what? These and this and so on and so forth. So it is kind of like that. But the worst case could be very, very bad, right? If you just don't happen to check the right one, you might check this 1,000,000 ones first before you do that, okay? So try to avoid those things. How do you avoid those things? Possibly, you don't even might need not check so much because, you know, these connections, if they're only single node, is only 1 connected, right? So you might not even check that, okay? Sometimes you're lucky, sometimes you're not, okay? So these are some of the things that you could do. Now, you do that for 1, right? Once you've done for 1, these things actually will be no less than that, correct? You don't need to check anything less than that. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, right? Could there be a click, by the way, could there be a click inside this click that will be higher than 5? Would it be possible? That's a good question. Could it be possible, say 3 is a click higher than 5? Why not? Yes or no? Yes, it could. Why? I could have another complete graph right here. That is much bigger. So now things get a little tricky. Okay, you do have to check a lot of things. Okay? But imagine if you do this, right? What do you think actually the criminals are actually, how do these criminal networks actually being discovered? they look for clicks. They look for approximate clicks. What's an approximate click? Well, it may not be a totally complete graph, right? It could be some information, hidden information you don't know. So you might look for almost complete graph. What's a complete graph? How many edges are there in a complete graph? Or n complete graph?
N times n minus 1 divided by 2.
So approximal complete graph will be some number close to n times n minus 1 divided by 2. Right? If I'm a FBI, I'm a policeman, I'm looking for criminal activity. I'm looking for relations, right? I might not find a complete graph, but I might find a approximate complete graph. Okay? Okay? Now, I also give the definition of a clan and a club and a K-plex, okay? An N clan is an N click in which the diameter of the graph is induced is less than or equal to N. The N club is a subset of S such that in the subgraph induced by S, the diameter is N or less. Okay? Every N clan is that, and so on and so forth. So here's something. This is a complete graph. This is also a click of 5. An example B, this is an example graph of a click size 3. Why? Because it's this right here. Okay. Are there any other clicks that is size of 3? No, not in this graph. Okay. And C is an example of 2 click. Okay. Actually, this one I'm not too sure. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It's 2 click. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So these things are actually 2 clicks. And I'm not sure exactly because everything in here is really 1 click. Okay? Now why is this 2 click? I wasn't too sure exactly. And but this is also an example of 2 clan. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So this is a 2 clan. And an example with 2 club is 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, and 6. Okay? So you need to go back, check out the definition, and do that. Okay, so basically that really concludes the other one. What I want to actually do right now is talk a little bit about our next topic. Okay, so the next topic is basically graph mining, right? So earlier we have some algorithm or some metric information, graph metric thing, and we're going to talk about more about graphs. So earlier we talked about, you know, centrality, cohesion. We talked about in degree, out degree. They are very, very, you know, local property of graphs, right? So now we're going to look at it on a macro level now. Okay, so earlier is micro. We're now going to pull our zoom up, and we're going to see the macro level. You know, one of the good macro level view of a graph is what? It's the internet, right? So the question is, what does a web look like? Does anybody know what does a web look like? If you were able to capture the web at this instant, right? You capture the web. So at this instant, you know all the connection, all the linkage of all the web, you know, where they pointed to, and so on and so forth, at this instant. How would that web look like? That would be an interesting question to ask, because you know what? I could have asked that 30 years ago, because there were no web. You know, I could have asked in early or late or mid-1980s, because there were no web. But right now, we do have a web. So the question is, what does the web look like? Okay? And this is what it looks like. Okay. It's kind of interesting. Okay? You have basically the central core. Okay? You have the in right here and the out right here. What does the in right here mean? In, that means maybe lots of pages like my page. You know, nobody points to my page, but lots of people, my page actually points out to many of the central core pages, right? What are the out pages? out pages that those pages don't have what? Don't have anything that points out. Okay, so people point into out pages, okay, like a report or whatever, right? And that's it, that's dead end. Here, you have lots of things that point out, but nobody points to you. Okay, so this is in, this is out. And they're actually central cores. And there are lots of disconnected components where you have intranet, you have your own little disconnected components. But the main components are actually like this, okay? So what are these things right here? Right here? Okay, some of them, they may not go through the central port directly. Some of them actually points to these report pages that goes nowhere, okay, and things like that, okay? So so they roughly, looking at the macro level, right, all these links, they're able to actually do this. What is the central port? Anybody? No? What is the diameter of the central port? And don't say 6. It's not 6. Okay? 6 is a social network. This is not, in some way, this is not a social network. Okay, this is a web class, right? What is the diameter of the central port? Anyone know? So if you started your own page, are you able to get to any other page on the internet by how many hops? Huh? How many? Any guess? Less or equal to 6? Less than 6? What? Less than 6. More than 6? Why would you say that is more than 6? Why? Let's do a debate, right? I say it's more than 6. Why do you think the argument for that the web graph has a diameter that is greater than 6? What's the argument? Because it is what?
Large.
Because it's huge. It's huge, right? The population of the United States was how many? Back in 1960s, maybe about 200 some million. How many pages do you have? Maybe 100 billion? It's 1,000 to 1 times, right? Okay? So you say, wow, because you have a lot more pages, okay? But what about the other camp? The other camp say, no, it's less than 6. What's your argument? What would you argue? What would you argue?
Less search engine.
What? You can't use a search engine. You have to click, okay? So the model goes like this. You cannot go to a search engine and start typing and then go there. That's not fair, okay? So if you have a web page, let's just say starting from your web page, okay? Can you reach any other page by what? How many clicks? What do you think? What? One click? No, you can't because you don't have to link to all the pages in the world. So how many clicks do you need? This is an interesting question. Something for you to ponder. What is actually the diameter of this thing right here? What do you think? Don't know? But what would you speculate? Less than, equal to, or greater than?
Greater than.
Greater than, huh? Okay. You think it's greater than?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you think it's less than. What about you guys? What do you think? Less than, okay? What about you guys? Less than? What do you think, Zach? Less than? 6 is really pretty amazing, you know? 6. 6 clicks. 6 clicks. What do you think in the back? What? Less than? So if it's less than, how many less? 3 clicks? You could go from your page to any other page? First of all, these pages will not go anywhere, okay? These have no out, they have no connections, okay? So they don't count. So you start with these pages in here, okay, core. Actually, my page is probably in the core, because I'm sure people link to my page, okay, and so on and so forth. So I belong to the port. But imagine if I started from my page. You know, I want to get to anywhere in this thing. What do I need to click? If I don't have a good connection, if I don't have some kind of hub, if I don't click to somewhere there, will I be able to actually do that? Right? So that's interesting. Six, huh? Actually, I personally thought a couple of years ago they did a study. I thought that was 11. I thought it was 11. It maybe have shrunk down a lot more now. Okay? Because it's the way that we actually generate these graphs. Let me ask you this. This is very interesting. I want you to think about this, right? How would you actually generate a graph that will match the characteristic of the web? I want you to think about it. Discuss among yourself. If you were able to actually generate a graph, okay? So today we talked about, previous thing, we talked about components of graph and so on and so forth, right? We didn't talk about how do you actually generate a graph. But today, let's talk about this, okay? Why do we actually want to generate a graph for the internet? Very simple. First thing is that if we could, we know the characteristic, then we can actually do synthetic data. We don't actually need to crawl the web. So we can actually produce a graph that looks like the internet, and then we could do a lot of other things, right? But how do you actually generate those graphs? If I were to ask you today, okay, to generate a graph, you say that's easy. But how do you do it? Okay, so I want you to talk about, I'll give you 1 minute to talk about. This is very simple. So talk about yourself. I'll give you 1 minute. Go. Go. Tell me your parameters too, okay? Don't just tell me like, well, just throw dice. Well, you could do that too if you want. Your minute is almost up. How would you do it? Huh?
Spider?
No. You need to generate, not to crawl. We're not doing crawling, okay? This is not crawling. If I were to give you, say, n nodes, okay? I want you to generate a graph. Okay? How would you do it? N nodes. Okay? So what parameter actually will characterize a graph? Node? Edges? And what else? Is that it? Nodes and edges. So if I just give you, you know, 100 nodes and 100 edges, are you able to generate something that looks like this? How would you do it? And how would you do it? How would you do it if I give you 100 and 100? What do you do with 100 and 100? What?
We need 100 nodes.
100 nodes and 100 arcs, edges. How would you do that? You could define whatever you want to do as connected, right? I mean, it's connected. I'll give you 100 edges that you could connect any two nodes. Okay? How would you do?
Just fill it with an adjacent matrix.
Just fill in randomly, right? Well, that's good. That's one way. And it's not the wrong way to do it. That's absolutely okay. But for undirected graph, you probably just fill the upper half.
Yeah.
And then you basically probably fill 50 of that, then the other 50 will be, you know, will be done, right? Zach, what would you say?
I'd say go through and normalize it. That way it mimics a lot of the same characteristics, but you're using the portion.
How do you randomize it?
Through the, like, the adjacent. like you're saying, the adjacency matrix.
Okay.
Just going through and
out. Oh. Okay, so it's pretty much like his method, right? Randomize, right? So you go through it, you go, well, okay, what's the probability of having that? What is a complete graph? Well, if it's of 100 nodes, it should be 100 times 99 divided by 5, I mean, divided by 2, so you 50 times 99. I should have 4,000 something, but then you only give me 100 things, so it's 100 divided by that number of nodes, so the probability of one thing is on is this much, right? You could kind of do that, right? But let me ask you this. Is that going to be what this is like? That's the question. I want you to think. Would that graph that you randomly generated going to be things like this? Yes or no? Okay, it turns out the answer is no. It turns out that there are some inherent intelligence in the way that we construct that we, this is after the fact, right? We did not say that, well, web graph, you need to connect the way this is, okay? People just connect, right? It turns out that it's very interesting, okay? There are graphs where things actually attach onto those actually the established one, okay? In earlier, when you say totally random, right? Totally random means that any other could connect to any other. But that's not the case on the internet. Think about it. That those new ones that come in, they are likely to be attached themselves to what? To sites that are authority or hubs or bigger sites. Does it make sense? They wouldn't actually randomly connect any other ones, right? Ah, so you go, okay. So how do you actually explore that? And that's the thing we're going to do, I guess, tomorrow. Okay, we're going to talk about how do we actually generate graphs? How do we look at graphs from a macro level? What are the graph algorithms that will actually get things out of here? Okay, so that's the topic for tomorrow. Thank you very much. I'll see you guys tomorrow. Okay, I'm going to try to get a set of homework, easy homework out this week. I'll see you guys. Bye-bye.